This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, November 4th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Several local elections are too close to call the day after Election Day. Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton, Democrat, leads incumbent Republican William Hallenbeck by 36 votes. Catskill Supervisor Democrat Doreen Davis leads Republican incumbent Joseph Leggio by 27 votes. New Baltimore Highway Superintendent Republican Alan Van Warmer leads Democrat Dennis A. Jordan by 5 votes. Windham Greene County Legislator Democrat Lori Torgerson leads by 4 votes over Republican James Hitchcock in Windham. Other notable races, Chatham Town Supervisor Maria Lull, a Democrat, beats Jesse DeGroot, the Republican, 603 to 570. Caro Town Supervisor Dan Benoit, Republican, beats incumbent Democrat Ted Banta, 903 to 589. In Stuyvesant for the town board, Kelly Williams, a Republican, Thomas Burrell, a Republican, win the 2 seats on the board over Frank Serpico and Edson Folmsby. In Hillsdale for town justice, Mark Cawley and Russ Mergion take the 2 seats over former Hillsdale town supervisor Art Baer. And Hudson Common Council president, the Republican Claudia De Stefano, takes the seat with 574 votes to 485 for Tom DiPietro from the All Hudson Party, and Victor Mendolia got 260 votes. He claimed he dropped out of the race before the elections, but his name was still on the ballot. In other news, U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand announced Tuesday, November 3rd, that nearly $700,000 in federal funding for the Hawthorne Valley Association. According to a joint statement issued by the senators, the funding will be used to, quote, create a training pipeline for farmers with less than 8 years' experience as a means to either start their own farms or to scale up existing operations, unquote. The project is called, quote, filling in the gaps, unquote. It will provide training for farmers based on experience and will include aspiring farmers from socially disadvantaged and veteran communities, unquote. The funding is allocated through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Quote, we are thrilled to have the USDA's support to enable us to offer our farmer training to underserved populations in the Hudson Valley, unquote, said Martin Ping, executive director of the association. Ping is also a member of Gillibrand's Agricultural Advisory Committee. Researchers from Grow New York City, the Bard Prison Initiative Reentry Program, Soul Fire Farm, and the Black Urban Growers will collaborate on the project. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced November 2nd, the results. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced November 2nd the results of the annual Child Passenger Safety Week seat check. Of the more than 900 seats inspected, state technicians found that only 112 of the seats were installed correctly. Quote, the sheer number of incorrectly installed seats found during these recent events is truly eye-opening, unquote, Cuomo said in a statement released by his office. The inspections are coordinated by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee in cooperation with state and local law enforcement and community safety organizations. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, car crashes are a leading cause of death for children under 13 years of age. Child Passenger Safety Week is intended to raise awareness of the importance of the proper use and installation of car seats. Roger Hennigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Police Department hopes to continue its surveillance state by installing an additional surveillance camera at the intersection of Warren and First Streets. Hudson Police Commissioner Gary Graziano said, quote, I've been very clear in the past, the Hudson Police Department does not mind cameras, unquote. He said the department would install cameras citywide if the Common Council would approve the funding. There are currently 4 police cameras located within the city proper and several, an unknown amount, at Oakdale Lake. Police often access privately owned cameras as well. Alderman Nick Haddad, who represents the First Ward, where the new camera would be installed, said he was in support of the move. He said some, quote, bad eggs, unquote, had, quote, made it tough for all of us, unquote. Read the full story in the Register Star. WGXC has complete election results up at newsroom.wgxc.org if you'd like to see who won what race or what races they'll still be counting for the next week. Today is Wednesday, November 4th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts it should be sunny with a high near 56. Tonight, there should be a low around 46. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.